You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's time for Tech Talk on Enterprise. I'm Frida Liu. Technology and science have always been working closely together and developing new means of researching cures for diseases. And they've become much more technical than ever. Here with me today is Munira Haji Abdul Hamid, founder and executive director, and Dr. Stephen Rudd, chief scientific officer for the Malaysian Genomics Resources Center, or MGRC. So we'll start off with the basics. What exactly is the study of genomics?
So genomics is the fascinating science where we're looking at what is the collection of genes within a genome, what are these genes doing, and what makes an organism the organism or the interesting animal, plant or fungus that it really is.
So what exactly is a genome?
So the genome, the genome is the collection of all the genes. It's the DNA, it's the essence of life. The genome is what we find in every cell.
He's saying it like a real scientist, is full of enthusiasm about this. So when you talk about genomics, the whole study, so what is genome sequencing then?
So as I mentioned, the genome is the collection of genes that's central to life. It's made of a complex chemical. This chemical is called DNA. What we need to do to sequence a genome is we need to read every single piece of DNA. We need to go and understand the exact nature of the polymer that is the DNA that is at the center of the genome.
So it's a lot, so it's very, very, it's not just a basic study of DNA, but it goes deeper into the structure of the DNA.
Of course, of course. And all of the modifications on the DNA, the absolute structure, it is the essence of life. We need to look at the whole picture to understand what's really going on.
Right. Do you make changes to the DNA or changes to the genomes?
No, not at all.
No.
I mean, we're only reading the genome. Mm-hmm. We're only seeing what is there. We certainly can't change it. This is not what we are here to do. We cannot do this. This is not yet possible.
You read the data, you mine the data actually to find out what it is that perhaps if you're looking for a mutation to understand why is it there, what's happening in it,
right?
You know, what is it doing, and hopefully so that we can understand perhaps for a disease why it's behaving that way,
right? So we have to go really more than molecular. Right. So how, when you talk about that, are there any examples done locally or regionally for genome sequencing? How do we go about doing this?
I mean, certainly there are very many genomes are being sequenced locally. I mean, one of the best known genomes was the oil palm genome. The oil palm is central to agriculture in Malaysia at the moment, and both MGRC and another couple of companies have independently sequenced the oil palm genome. This is allowing scientists working in oil palm breeding to develop trees which have got better yields, to understand what is the nature of the pathogenic fungi that are currently ravaging the crops across the fields. We're also looking at other organisms. We're looking at microbes. So Malaysia is fascinating, and it has what is called mega diversity. This is the complete set of microbes that live in the soil that manifest the floor of the forests. The particular microbes produce chemicals that have enormous implications, have enormous value within agriculture. They have impact within the pharmaceutical industry. So really, this is something which must be done now, and we're actively working with a number of collaborators to see what we can find and how we can have impact in industry.
All right. So in the case of the oil palm, was this something that you're working on? Together with the industry?
Well, it's actually MGRC's holding company, Cinematics. Cinematics was awarded the project to sequence the oil palm genome. That was in 2007, I believe, 2008. The actual work of the sequencing and analysis was done at MGRC, and that's among the projects that we've done. But we also do with Harvard, for example, we are working on projects looking at the lung cancer tumors, and that is and that's been going on for a few years now.
Are there a lot of organizations to do what you'll do, be it locally or even globally?
End to end, I believe we're one of the few, very few, if not the only one, the end-to-end.
What do you mean by end-to-end?
From the sequencing to the analysis. There are other companies doing just the sequencing, others doing just the analysis. But the end-to-end, Stephen, perhaps you can help me there?
Oh, certainly. I mean, We're making a big transition at the moment. I mean, the whole scientific community is that DNA sequencing is a complex process. It involves very high-value equipment, first of all, to produce the DNA sequence itself, and then massive amounts of infrastructure and technical competence is required to make sense of this data. This has typically been done in universities. So MGRC is certainly a local pioneer in being a company to do the whole process. Typically, in the US, in Europe, then universities do this work. It's only slowly evolving into something which is realizable at the commercial commercial level.
At the commercial level. Yes.
And I guess also you were saying that how the whole story of how the company started
ten years ago.
Perhaps you can share a little bit.
Yes, yes. The first draft assembly of the human genome was released in the year 2000. And we went into business actually in 2001. It was soon after. It's actually my husband. He loves anything, you know, anything computational, a challenge. He says, "All right, we just finished one thing, you know, which is challenging." He said, "This is going to be a big problem. There'll be large volumes of data." So we went into it. But at that time, they only sequenced the first human genome. So there wasn't that much data as yet. You see. It's only later on when you have the what they call the next generation sequencing machines that make sequencing cheaper. And then suddenly all this data came out. So we were early in knocking on the doors, even in Europe and the US, saying, "We can solve your problem." But they said, "But we don't have the data." So now we are at the time where, yeah, we have been developing all these software solutions for a long time, and the data's there, and it's a perfect match now.
All right. So when even working with, in the case of the oil palm, to find out the problem, how long did the whole process take to find out, you know, trying to find out which oil palm tree would give the better yield?
No. That is still ongoing. That is the downstream analysis. What we did first was to sequence the oil palm genome and to assemble it. Once we've assembled it, now the process of the downstream analysis and the mining of the data, this is ongoing.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we can go and sequence the genome. This just requires equipment time. It uses a high-cost DNA sequencing machine. This runs for a couple of weeks. Mm. Then you've got a big problem. You need to do something with the data. You need to assemble the data. So DNA is like a big jigsaw puzzle. What we need to do is imagine a huge jigsaw puzzle of an oil palm tree. We need to go and use a computer to go and put this billion-piece puzzle together. Once you've assembled the puzzle, then there's so much more you need to do. You need to find out all the genes. What is gene A? What is gene B? What is gene C? Which genes have mutations? Which genes are expressed in which tissue? There is so much work to be done that it really is not a case of a week's work.
She's looking at the frown on my face, trying to comprehend all this.
It's not something anybody can do. You know, they make it sound so simple that once you've sequenced, it's all there.
Yeah.
It's not that easy.
I'm sure it isn't.
To make sense of it. So that's what it is.
Right. So even finding the right people to work here, that won't be a challenge.
For Stephen, for example, it was interesting. You know, we were supposed to interview him, and you know the difficult volcano erupted, the unpronounceable.
Yes.
We couldn't go to Europe to meet him, so we had to interview him on Skype. And I thought, oh, this guy looks so strange, but he sounded intelligent. So I'm glad we made that right choice.
But even then, so like trying to find a talent locally, it was almost impossible because it is a fairly niche, small space.
Yes. We had when we started out, the candidates we were interviewing, they all had either IT or biology, but they didn't have both. Even the universities offering the course didn't teach exactly what we want for bioinformatics. So we've grown together with the industry, I think. It's been a long, you know, and steep learning curve for some of them, but we've learned along the way and evolved.
All right. I'm speaking to Munira Haji Abdul Hamid, together with Dr. Stephen Rudd from the Malaysian Genomics Resources Center. And we'll talk a little bit more about this in just a moment in Tech Talk, BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, you're listening to Tech Talk. I'm Freel Liu, and I'm speaking to Munira Haji Abdul Hamid, founder, executive director, and Dr. Stephen Rudd, chief scientific officer for the Malaysian Genomics Resources Center, or MGRC. We've been talking about genome sequencing, and obviously we were talking earlier about genomics, and that was, very interesting for me, but during that little break we had, you were talking about the spit party you had in the office. Tell me about this party.
So I'm a passionate scientist, and I want everyone in the company, I want everyone in the world to share my passion for science. So to really sort of inspire confidence, to go and have fun, we need to go and push people's boundaries. So I got a load of kits, and I went around the company, and we had a spit party. And I required everyone to just provide me with a few mils of spit.
You know, we couldn't.
Okay.
Everyone just went dry.
I mean, it's pushing boundaries. We got a bucket of spit. We've extracted the DNA, and we're sequencing the corporate pan genome.
Right.
This way, we can say we know everything about everyone in the company, but we know nothing about anyone. It's a way that we can go and push the boundaries of what can we do with the human genome.
Okay, so this is what very interesting, done recently.
Just recently.
Done recently. Now, when you talk about, you know, we alluded to this just earlier on about the future for genomics and its impact on healthcare and agriculture. And talk a little bit about agriculture. What about in terms of healthcare? What it will be, ultimately, we'll be able to find the cure for cancer, hopefully, that sort of thing?
So currently, when you go for a medical checkup, you do your blood test for your blood profile. And if you want anything more, you probably go for screening of the known markers. What about if you want to know more than that? You know, like your inherited genes, you may want to know your predisposition. What it is you've inherited, the good and the bad, from both your parents. You know, so this is a thing that probably moving forward, everybody will want to know, what do they have, so that they know early to be in charge of what, right. you know, lifestyle changes, you make it early so that you don't end up with the things that you've inherited, for sure.
So yes. So you can find out what you're biologically disposed to.
Yes.
Right, so that at least you can try to avoid
or delay or something like that. And eventually, you know, maybe there'll be cures based on, you know, further research.
Right. And I think one of the gentlemen from Google is actually trying to do analysis. That's because right. he finds his family has history of Parkinson's, yes. or Alzheimer's. So he's trying to do some algorithms around that.
Yes. Sure, absolutely. I mean, this is the future of medicine. That the genome is the blueprint of who you are and what you are. That diseases are complex. That it's not easy to explain what a disease is. At the moment, pharmaceutical industry is working towards the development of drugs. The concept is one drug fits them all. And are we all the same? We're certainly not all the same. I just go for a street, walk down the street. Everyone looks different. Everyone smells different. Everyone is different.
Yeah.
Why should we expect that one drug works for the whole population? It doesn't work. And this is the future of biomedicine, that we're going to start developing drugs that work for individuals, not populations.
All right. And economic benefits of genome sequencing for the country, for your investment in this as well. But largely, what do you see how the country can benefit?
Well, the thing is, if you do everything, your research here, what we are trying to promote is, do not send your sequencing can be done in Malaysia. And we must protect that genomic data, because that's very important, especially for research, to know all the differences between us. You know, because it's from those differences, the variations in our genome, that you can find moving forward cures, anything relevant for us in terms of health, food security, and all those things. So we'd like for the country to make sure that we do all the sequencing in the country. And now we can do all the analysis here as well. So, you know, later on, if you want to actually do any collaborations on the functional genomics, you can take it to the next level. There you can collaborate with other countries. But the basic, just the initial sequencing of the genome, keep the data here and you know, be in charge of what it is that is relevant for the country and our people.
What do you mean by functional genomics?
Functional is when you go deeper into the downstream analysis and what you can do, how you can derive things to be of benefit.
I mean, we can find any gene in the genome. This is done using computers. We've got a problem. We've got a gene. It's just a collection of letters. What does it do? What is its relevance? You compare it across individuals, and they've got different mutations. They've got different patterns of variation within it. What does this really mean? What is the impact of this gene in disease, or in nutrition, or in sort of our production of a metabolite? We need to understand what is the gene really doing, and that's the functional genomics.
All right, and I guess like when you talk about functional genomics as well, that's where we can start commercializing.
Yes. That's a step towards commercialization already.
And yes. That's where the country will benefit, I guess.
Yes. We cannot send that data away. We cannot send samples away. We should do it here. There's so many sequencing machines available in the country already.
You know? Are you working with universities as well locally?
Oh yes. We have to collaborate with the universities as well. And they have their expertise too. So it's good. We have our strength. They have their strength. So this is the best way to move forward.
Right. Very interesting. I've just learned a little bit about genome sequencing. And of course, I've been speaking to Munira Haji Abdul Hamid, founder and executive director, and Dr. Stephen Rudd, Chief Scientific Officer for the Malaysian Genomics Resources Center. Tomorrow in Tech Talk, Matt Armitage from emanateculturepop.com will be back together with Tech Maestro Jeff Sandu for Geek Squawk. And I'm next year's Stray Cats Rock This Town, BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station.